Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the Franciscan calendar today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph of Leonisa. He was born in the year 1556 of devout parents who named him Euphronius. And that was the name given to him at baptism. And under their faithful guidance, he made great progress in holiness. And later on, while continuing his studies at Viterbo, he attracted the attention and admiration of everyone by his hard work and virtuous life. And to such a degree that a nobleman of that city offered him his daughter in marriage together with a large dowry. But Euphronius had already made a nobler choice. He left school and entered the Capuchin Franciscans in the year 1573. And under the name of Joseph, he found happiness and peace in things which an undisciplined age abhors, and that would be mortification and penance. His room was a poor cell, so small and narrow that he could hardly stand or sit or lie down. His bed was the bare earth. Block of wood was his pillow. His preference was eating food that no one else wanted or even could eat, such as stale beans and moldy bread. And in spite of the great strain associated with the life of preaching, he still persevered in doing such penance even after he had been entrusted with this task. With works of penance, he strove to win over those souls to God that he could not move with his words. In the year 1587, his zeal for souls motivated him to go to Constantinople. He could no longer conceal from the fanatical Turks the good that he was doing, especially among the Christian captives on the galleys. And they seized him and they pierced his right hand and right foot with sharp hooks and hung him up on a high gibbet, then kindled a weak fire underneath of him to roast him slowly alive and to gradually suffocate him. And he suffered untold tortures for 3 days. And on the fourth day, he was miraculously freed by an angel who told him to return to Italy and to preach the gospel to the poor. And from then on, he traveled untiringly through all the villages and country towns of Umbria. He strongly denounced the evils of his day, such as frivolous dances and plays. In his associations with the people, however, you know, he resembled a lamb in his meekness and charity. His very demeanor won for him the affection of the people and effected the most remarkable healing and reconciliation between persons who had been living at enmity for years, and between families and communities that had been at variance with each other. And often, while at work or at prayer, he would be wrapped in ecstasy. He worked many miracles and was granted the gift of prophecy and reading hearts. As he foretold the day of his death, February 4th, 1612. It was in the friary at Amatrice. His body was later taken to his native town of Leonisa, and it reposes there today, glorified by many miracles. Pope Clement the 12th beatified Joseph, and Pope Benedict the 14th canonized him in the year 1745. And we can, just another saint to remind us of the necessity of mortifying the appetite and doing penance. And, you know, a lot of the saints live such holy lives, and although they realized they still had to atone for the sins they did commit, and their greater motivation, though, was the salvation of souls, the conversion of sinners, to help people get to heaven. And that's the motivation that we pray for, and the motivation that we need to do these, to perform these practices that are so distasteful to fallen human nature.